From the Fitbit to the Apple Watch to Google Glass, wearable technology is getting a lot of hype as perhaps the next IT frontier. But it's not just the private sector that should keep an eye on these devices. Some state and local governments are beginning to experiment with them. Even federal agencies are beginning to think about how they might fit with their missions. Nolan Jones is Director of Innovation at NIC Inc., a company that works on e-government services for state and federal agencies, and he's here to talk with us about wearable technology. Hi, Nolan. Thanks for coming on.
Good morning.
And I'll confess that I'm still, to some extent, in the camp that sees a lot of this wearable technology as another shiny object. So I'm interested to hear how these things might actually have utility. Maybe we should start with how they're already being used in these early days. What are you seeing so far, either at the state level or at the federal level?
Well, at the state level, the first app that leveraged the iWatch was an app in Arkansas that took advantage of kind of the power of the Apple Watch and these other wearables, which is constant information. And that application was for hunters, and it allows them to know during any given day what time that they can officially start hunting and when they can stop hunting. So it's the kind of information that you want readily available to the individual and write down on their wrist so that they can, you know, immediately know that they're good to go.
Fundamentally, how is a wearable technology like that different from carrying around a phone in your pocket, which all of us basically already do anyway?
Sure. Well, the two parts to it that kind of differentiate it is, one, constant flow of information. It's, you know, instead of getting your phone out, holding it up, looking at it, it's the type of information that works best for these types of devices is that the type of information that an individual wants to look at constantly or fairly repetitively. The second thing is, you know, simple information, very short bits of information. It's not much of a screen, so it's got to get direct and to the point.
So would it be right to say that if you're thinking about this as a government user, probably the most, you know, the most practical applications are going to be for sort of frontline and field work as opposed to, you know, the more business focused user?
Yes, I think that is correct. It's going to be that kind of information that really can be truncated down to just a, you know, a few words, and that's also relevant. People are not going to want to download, you know, an application that focuses too much on data that they only use maybe once a week, once a month, something like that. They want information that's, you know, renewed constantly and gets them up to speed quickly.
So off the top of your head, I mean, can you think of some, let's say, federal missions in which a technology like this might make sense? And what are you hearing in terms of what agency officials are thinking about when it comes to wearables?
Well, I think, you know, it's the same experience that when the mobile apps first started. People are experimenting, thinking about how they might be used. It's a, you know, it's a completely different paradigm about the type of information and how it's being used. I think emergency is getting a lot of attention for these types of devices because that could provide very quick, immediate information. Weather, obviously, is one that's being you know, addressed through a wide number of applications. But I think there's still just that early exploration, very similar to mobile apps.
The iPhone is now about 10 years old, and it still seems like every other week there's a conference of one kind or another here in D.C. on how to integrate those commercial mobile devices into an agency enterprise. Mm-hmm. I mean, since so many agencies have struggled so much to get on board with just mobile technology, is there any reason to think they can move faster on wearables?
Yeah, I do. I remember, you know, when the state of Utah was the first to release an iPhone app, and initially there was a lot of skepticism. It was, you know, there was even articles to the editor about these are, you know, focused in on, you know, high, very expensive devices that only a few rich people are going to have. But they were brave enough to go explore that technology. It was a license lookup app, and I think that kind of mindset is still, you know, kind of prevalent in looking at these different devices that, you know, initially it's limited to a group of early adopters that there's some skepticism about how the devices will be used, the kind of information, and how frequent people will go. And I'm in the same court. I mean, Google Glass is something we've explored as well. Again, early adoption, kind of figuring out where it's going to be. But I think agencies have gotten a little quicker in adapting to these type of technologies now that they come so fast, and they're focused in on the fact that they're commercially available, that they're not having to develop the hardware themselves, that things move fast, and the toolkits that are available are much easier to use than they were historically.
And yeah, and I guess another factor would be, to the extent that agencies have already laid groundwork on mobile, it probably maps pretty well to wearables. I mean, the fundamental operating systems are pretty similar if you've got an Android watch versus an Android phone, for example.
Absolutely. It is much easier. And the nice thing is, unlike, you know, historically with new technologies where you needed large teams and massive investment, you know, exploring something like the Apple Watch only takes, you know, one or two folks, simple investment and a little bit of equipment and very low dollar, you know, licensing to have everything you need to start exploring the use of this technology.
And of course, if agencies do deploy these, they are yet another data collection device, really, and probably subject to some of the same record keeping laws that all other federal IT systems are. So, if you're thinking about deploying these, what are some of the factors you should be thinking about in developing policies on data collection?
Well, you nailed it on the head. Understanding the data that's being collected is probably the first thing to start with, because often it's underestimated how much data is being collected by these devices. And since many agencies are going to be using third-party tools for development, or maybe don't understand all the capabilities of these devices, they may not understand all the data that they're collecting, including geolocation and other sensitive information. So it all starts with understanding the device itself and what data is being collected, and then asking yourself, you know, right off the bat, what data do I need to provide the functionality that I'm offering? If I don't need that data, then A, if I can't collect it or can stop collecting it, that's probably the starting point. And then two, if you are collecting it, you know, be very upfront with users about what you're doing with the data and why you're collecting it.
All right. Nolan Jones is Director of Innovation at NIC Inc. Thanks so much for coming on.
You're very welcome. Thank you.